thank you for being here today and for sharing the grief of our dad. I'm Carrie Lane. I'm the eldest daughter of Gerald Carolina. And his father, Justin, said dad was on the golf course 3 weeks ago. I don't know how good his golf game was. And the last 2 weeks have been really, really tough. Also spoke about the boisterous cramp house, and I just thought I'd get a typical night. It was Tuesday, it was the 31st of January. And just even from my perspective, I was like, okay, Henry Scott, basketball, and then hockey, and Ainsley Scott, volleyball, and then hockey in different locations. And it simplified because Anna was away at school. So, and at that point in time, I was chatting with mom, as I do most days. And she's like, okay, so what works to come over for dinner? And I was like, oh, okay, perfect, I'll pop over, because Brad had already left with Ainsley. And I think Jordy had actually just dropped off cash for a sleepover at mom and dad's, because Carol was working in Toronto. And so I think they might even have had a run that night. Excuse me. So Brad had already left with Ainsley, and we were enjoying some taco salad because it was cash or sleepover, so that was his request. So mom's just awesome. Dad and I had some red wine, and then I headed out with Henry to practice in Madoc, and I do believe Brad and Henry, on their way back from Belleville, stopped in at mom and dad's for some Salisbury steak that was left over from the night before. And then we all headed to bed, so, and it was a typical day. At 4 a.m. the next morning, I received a call from mom, and she had already called 911, and by the time we arrived at Belleville with dad, to be with dad, Tara was on her way home from Toronto, and Shelby was on her way home from Ottawa. We fast forward, from Belleville to Kingston for emergency surgery, and dad died. That's what mom says. Doesn't pass. He died on February 8th, and he was surrounded by us. And he fought hard because he loved life, as many of you know well. And he fought hard, and now we were with him, and we were surrounded by love, but it's still really hard to figure out. And dad would be absolutely humbled that you're here today. And when we consider where we are today, mom and dad were married here in this church 54 years ago. 54 years ago this year. And three of us, we were all baptized here. Our children were, first communions and all that. And Brad and I were married here as well. And I think back, because I'm looking at that clock at the back of the church, if you glance over your shoulder, you'll see it. And I think of dad whenever I do, because when it was time to get married, I had a plan to be a little bit late. Dad would have nothing to do with it. So there's an actual picture of dad and I as he walked me up the aisle. And you can see the clock in the background, and it's exactly, precisely 3 o'clock. Mom and dad were absolute mentors for us, for love, for marriage. And I remember sometimes I'd be like, oh, dad, that Brad, I'm so angry with him. And dad would put his hand on my hand and say, Carrie, I know you. He goes, I think Brad has a good point. Dad was a voracious reader, and we had lots of conversations, and they covered a gamut of topics, and we saw different perspectives often, and we often saw the same, and we would often, all of us, discuss many various sides of a position, and Dad instilled in us that it was a diversity of perspectives that were necessary to understand something, and that it was an absolute pillar of decision making. Dad, You're a big guy and you're heavy, and I feel you here with us today. And I think of you and your words. And he would say, you know, because life isn't a box of chocolates. You know, it's hard sometimes. And when things would get tough, he would say, step back. Today's one of those days where it's really tough. And when I step back, though, I smile. Thank you.
So I'm Terrell. Daryl's middle daughter. At Starbucks, I go by Daryl with a T. I'm going to start by thanking Father Justin. He's been a true friend to our family. You've been there to celebrate the good times and the chaos. And now to support my dad and mom when he was in Kingston and to help us to put together the service that was worthy of the meeting with us. As you said, Dad rarely shared any message without faith, family, and friends. So I'm going to briefly speak to those pillars of his life. I'm going to start with faith. He had a quiet but deep faith, and it was central to who he was as a human being. Our family celebrated almost every holiday together. And no holiday meal could start, didn't get underway, without grace from Dad. Every grace was unique, and normally very lengthy. We would hold hands around the table and join him in giving genuine thanks. His faith stretched to his faith in human nature and his belief that people were intrinsically good. He saw the best in people, but he also expected the best from people. Now onto the cornerstone of friends. The last couple of days highlighted to us that our father became a true friend to almost everyone he encountered. Over the last 2 days, we spent approximately 10 hours greeting and listening to the stories and memories of the friends of our dad. Many people said to us, you must be exhausted. This is hard on the family. But to be honest, it was tiring, it was emotional, but it was also beautiful. We recognized that this community, his friends, will genuinely miss him almost as much as we will. This community, this riding, was so important to him, and one quick story that stands out to me is when he was first elected in 2004 as a member of Parliament. A whole slew of us went to Ottawa and celebrated with him, and he spoke about this time he first walked into the House of Commons. And someone who was with him, he shares, oh, Daryl, you must have been so proud of yourself and your accomplishments to get there. And he quickly stopped that person. He said, actually, it's quite the opposite. It's not pride. It's not accomplishment. It's this heavy sense of responsibility. He felt that he owed something to his constituents, the people who elected him to represent them. He had a job to do, and it was to ensure that he was the voice of the people, and I will say his people, his community. And we were so proud of him for that. To see how our community has come together to support our family during this time of loss just speaks to how deeply these friendships run. I think of Doug and Mark, who cut their vacation, their month-long vacation in Florida Shore, drove straight home to be here for mom, only to turn right around and drive to New Haven to pick up Annabelle so she could be here with us today. And I think Annabelle actually said it best after driving home with Doug and Mark. She said, my goal is to have friends like Van and Papa. Now on to family. I've always said that the true measure of a man is the kind of father he is to his children. They don't make a measuring stick tall enough for the success that our father had as a man. He gave the biggest and best hugs. He said, an example of work hard, play harder. And he played hard. He challenged us to never settle and truly convinced us, or raised in Beta, the sky is the limit. You can do whatever you set your mind to, and we believe it. He and Mom instilled some lessons we will never ever forget. One of my favorites, and I know we pass it on to our children. I take Cash to school every morning when I'm home. 15 minutes early, because if you're not 15 minutes early, you're late. Clearly a message that Carrie missed somehow. But when Cash leaves the car, and this is something that Mom and Dad did with us, it's always, honey, make someone's day. And he knows what that means. It's holding a door open for someone. It's complimenting someone. It's just genuinely being a good person. And that came from Mom and Dad. A couple of other quick lessons. There's no such thing as can't. Oh, goodness, we said can't growing up. There's no such thing as can't. If you lose it, you lose. Stay calm. Don't get worked up. You get a lot more done when you don't care about who gets the credit. People work with you, not for you. Don't ever say people work for you. My father, I would set him off. But I think one of the favorite lessons is almost anything in this world can be fixed with duct tape. And wrapping up, it's about how to love. Dad's love for family, community, and country can only be topped by his love for our mom. Those who knew him well, or them well, knew you would never see one without the other. Through their years of marriage, they lived a gold star model of what a marriage is supposed to be. It was a love of mutual respect, committed to family first and to each other first. And my final message, actually, I want to share to the grandchildren, to our children, to Papa's 7 special kids. I want you to take a moment and look around this church. Look at all the people who have come here to celebrate and acknowledge the amazing life and contributions of Papa. When you're missing him and his bear hugs, remember just how many people loved him. And we know how he loved his quotes. So Billy Graham said, the greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith. Kids, it's up to us. It's up to you to live out that legacy of faith, family, and friends, and make Papa proud.
Eleanor Roosevelt said, enjoy every minute you have with those you love, my dear, for no one can take joy that has passed away from you. It will be there in your heart to live on when the dark day comes. Today we honor and remember a titan of a man whose kindness and compassion inspired all of us. He left an indelible mark on countless lives as a mentor, role model, devoted husband, and dad. Distinguished guests, families, and friends, my name is Shelby, Daryl and Carol Ann's youngest daughter. We're gathering to remember the life of a true hero who embodied an unwavering work ethic and a magnetic personality. He inspired all of us with his dedication to community and family. His legacy will live on through the many hearts he touched. Let us remember and reflect the impact he had on others, whose gentle giant spirit lifted up those around him and made our world brighter. To his very last days, my dad taught us how to live with dignity, kindness, and courage. His optimism guided all of us to believe that anything is possible if we put the work in. Dad could relate to people of all walks of life. He was an empathetic, generous man who valued character over pedigree. He looked for the good in everyone, and he usually found it. Dad taught me that public service is noble and necessary, and that one can serve with integrity and still hold the true, important values of faith and family. For Dad, it was all about people. It was all about relationships. I will miss our tea time and our daily phone calls to check in. I will miss his text to me as soon as I sat down after delivering a House of Commons in the House of Commons. I will miss his perspective, his ideas, his advice, his outlook, and his critical thinking. I will miss his quest for knowledge. I will miss his presence. My dad's wisdom, leadership, and attitude have had an immensely positive impact on me. He taught me never to be defined by failure. He showed me how setbacks can strengthen us and how to lead by example. He was a doer. He got things done, even if sometimes they were in the most non-conventional way. Dad always, quietly, wanted to help those around him reach their full potential, all done without sacrificing principle or compassion, which makes us all feel lucky just having known him along this journey called life. We are grateful for his fierce, competitive spirit and memories at the ballpark growing up, on the lake, Cramps Gas and Restaurant, and the sports store, 50s, the two loons, his love for family traditions and time spent with grandkids. Most importantly, we are all grateful for the unwavering love he had for Mom. A bond that transcends all others. A larger than life team, a beautiful love story. He and Mom worked so hard to provide opportunity for a life experience for Carrie, Terrell, and I, and we are all so very grateful. Lastly, as many of you know, Dad was writing a book, a culmination of powerful stories from over the years. Just yesterday, I immersed myself in dozens of his inspiring tales, smiled, and then teared up at the various titles he had been considering. First one, Cramper's Journey, Driven to Make a Difference. The second one was a personal and political story of life, love, and lessons learned. Why? Because it matters. And lastly, you lives and then you dies. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your presence here today. Dad loved all of us so very much, and I know he felt the same in return.